Fred Film Radio, Zurich Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at the Zurich Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Mark Grieco. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks so much.
Should I say Grieco or Grieco? Like in a Spanishized way, I don't know.
Well, my name is actually Italian.
There you go.
My family is from Italy, but when they came to the U.S., you know, as soon as they got off the boat, they said, this is how we're going to pronounce your last name, and it's Grieco. But when I'm in Latin America, I say Grieco.
So exactly, yeah, it's kind of like it lends itself to a lot of different pronunciations. Stick it with Grieco because we're trying to be international.
Okay.
So I had the pleasure to see your film, A River Below, a fantastic documentary. I can't even imagine how much work is behind that film, or maybe I can imagine, actually, because I've watched it. But I just want to hear from you the development, like when it started, the origins, literally when you started and decided, okay, let's do this. When you heard, for example, the whole infrastructure of ideas and personalities that were behind such a big feat, I'd say.
Well, I think that's a great question, because a lot of documentaries start off kind of with a thesis, and then they go and follow that story. And sometimes some filmmakers can be quite militant about what their story is going to be. And a lot of times then you miss the best story. So I really like to start with just a kind of a symbol of a story or a symbol of an idea. And in this way, the dolphin was that symbol, a symbol of extinction that's happening all around the planet, ecological destruction, and also activism. What are people doing to try to save these animals? What lengths are they going to? To be completely honest, when I was approached with the story, I didn't want to make a dolphin film. I just definitely didn't want to make a story about dolphins. I just felt it's very easy to fall into a trap with that kind of story. So I went to the Amazon to look for something else, with the dolphin as the centerpiece. And what I found was this video that someone had filmed that was the first time someone had captured the killing of a dolphin on video, because it's a federal crime. So it's capturing a federal crime on film. And this changed the law immediately and protected the dolphin, essentially saved it from extinction. But the first time I saw it, I thought, how did they do this? It's, you know, because I'm in this, I'm a media maker, I know the difficulties of getting these types of images. And so I was immediately skeptical. And that then became the centerpiece of the film. That became the driving force, how to find out how it was made and what are the repercussions, both for those who are in the film and for the activists themselves that used it to save the animal.
You touched upon two things that I will take it back in a second. But first, I'll probably start from what you just said, like the power of those images, of that specific footage. When I was watching it as well, you know, let's steer away from the idea of the dolphin and the thing. As you said, like, it's a bigger film. It's a much bigger film than the actual subject. I was looking at the footage and I was seeing the power of some footage, and especially it's like almost an anachronistic force about filmmaking, which is, you know, nowadays we're bombarded by images all over the place. Everyone can make a little film. Everyone can see films, you know, phones, whatever. But here we're going back to the actual propaganda force of like some images that can steer a whole government. When you actually felt that, would you have expected to find such a intricate, almost like bigger than life problem behind such, you know, your initial idea? Where did you know it? Were you aware of the where were you embarking on?
Well, I think kind of one of the main themes about this is the power of images. And also, what is actually the story behind outside of the frame? And I really became interested in this film because I was questioning myself as a filmmaker. I go out and I choose which shots to take that tells the story. I choose specific characters. There's a certain amount of manipulation, and I don't want to use that word in a negative way. We manipulate reality to tell a story. And so in an age in which we have so many people talking about alternative truths and questioning what they see in the media, I think that we have to actively look at what is behind the things that we consume in the media. We have to question things. We have to be skeptical. Not quite cynical, but skeptical about what is this doing to me? What is the person who made this or the people behind these types of propaganda. What is it? What is their ultimate goal? And am I being manipulated? And that can take a lot of work because we're constantly, like you said, bombarded by these images. If we have to question everything, I think we'll probably get nowhere. But if the central point of this is that here this animal was being killed for decades and no one was listening to the scientists, to the biologists, to the people writing the reports, the journalists. So we have one character who works in television. He knows media. He knows how to elicit emotion. So he said, I need to get this slaughter on film. And so the next day, the law changes as soon as this image broadcasts. And I think that in that way, it is an indictment of ourselves as media consumers, because he knew how to manipulate that audience. He knew that if I get this, it will be the one thing that will change the law. And so I think that in that way, it's kind of a great example for the way that we are fed media in this world and the kind of reflexive reaction we have to that. I think we need to question those reactions, especially if it's a really powerful reaction that you feel. What is happening behind that frame, and what is their agenda when they show you something that strong?
And tell me, I mean, I was extremely impressed as well by, let's call it almost like a narrative choice. You loosely keep like these three different, let's call it vectors of different people that are involved into the same issues. And I couldn't stop thinking that personally, on a personal level, that must have been incredibly hard. Or maybe that was actually the most fluid way to narrate this story.
The editor of this film was a fucking nightmare. It didn't take long to kind of construct the individual storylines, but then how to structure that, balancing those acts against each other, was incredibly tough. You know, we have one character who is the consummate biologist, right? He's not very good on camera. He's kind of straight-laced, and he doesn't like being on camera. And then our other character is extremely charismatic. He's a reality TV star in Brazil. He knows how to run the camera. In fact, most of the time that I was filming him, he was the director. He was directing me until I changed the story on him. And so each one of those characters is very problematic, because you want to maintain the drama, and you want one to not dominate the other. And that third character, that third storyline, really is the fishermen who are involved in the killing of this dolphin and how they were used to make this video. And so how could I then make them seem like the enemy of the film in the beginning and then completely change your mind later on in the film? And all of these little spins, it took months to try to, you know, just testing it this way, testing it that way, moving scenes here and there. I think that this has been, it's only my second film, but I can't imagine, I hope that, you know, the next edit of the next film will not be this hard. It was really tough. But that, I've had a lot of people comment on the first 15 minutes, I intentionally make it look like a documentary that you've seen before. And this is the quote-unquote Save the Dolphin film. And that was really risky for me, because I didn't want audiences to check out. But I wanted them to feel comfortable, in a sense, that they knew that, they felt like they knew what this film was going to be about. And then the switch that happens almost roughly right in the middle of the film will be that much more stronger. And that was really tough to find that pivot point.
You pulled it off greatly, though, really, really. Thanks so much, Mark, for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.